Egypt, the end of the 16th dynasty in the year 1600 BC. Ahmes has been told that he is Queen Sathora's son and the rightful heir to the throne. Caught in an ambush by Peten-Ra, he's been closed up in his mother's tomb with the Lady Nefertari, and the stone doors have been sealed. We present the last episode of Shadow of the Pharaoh, Out of the Shadow.
Ahmes, I'm frightened. The torch will soon be out. We'll be left in the dark.
We'll find a way out, Nefertari. I promise you.
There's no way out. We can scream and beat at the walls, but no one will hear us.
Nefertari, in that marble sarcophagus there, my mother sleeps. We never knew each other. When she sees me for the first time, shall I let her see that her son is frightened of death? There is nothing to fear. The gods are good. We are royal, Nefertari. We must show ourselves worthy of our blood. Somewhere in these walls, we shall find the way to escape. If we're to prevent the Pharaoh's death, my father's death, we must get out of here.
And again. And again. Well, how about you?
He shoots perfectly.
He hits the target every time.
I never miss, Lord Peten-Ra. Assassination is my profession.
But if you do miss, you will die.
If he misses, we will all die.
You are Syrian?
Yes.
You remember your instructions?
The High Priestess makes a speech. Then you, my lord, make a speech.
And then?
Then the Pharaoh.
Wearing the crocodile mask of Sobek.
Yes, yes. He makes a speech. I wait until he has finished.
That is most important. The people must hear all his words. When he shouts out, "Long live the Hyksos,"
I shoot.
One arrow. That is all.
That is all I'll need.
How will you hide?
In a crowd, there is no need to hide.
Why, Hammerbody, should he hide?
Someone may be looking for him.
Who?
Please, do not be so anxious. I shall be blind. A blind man cannot shoot a pharaoh. I shall sit on the marble steps leading to the crocodile pool. From there, I shall have a perfect target.
Good.
May I go now, my lord? Thebes will be crowded, and I must make sure of a good place.
Go, then. And do not fail.
How can I fail?
Hammerbody.
My lord.
Were you expecting to be in the crowd today?
No one.
The boy Ahmes?
It is possible.
No longer. Last night, the trap closed for the last time. Nefertari was the perfect bait. He will trouble me no more. By the time the festival of crocodiles begins, he and Nefertari will be dead. How long did it take to suffocate?
What have you done with them?
They've been buried alive in Queen Sathora's tomb, and there is nothing you can do about it, Hammerbody.
What should I do?
Oh, come now. You've made a fool of me for a very long time. The trustworthy priestess, my friend, my ally, and all the time you were my enemy.
What do you intend to do? Even you would not dare to kill the High Priestess of Hathor.
If I dare to kill a pharaoh, I assure you I dare to kill a priestess. But I cannot ruin the festival. People have come from miles around to watch you talk to the crocodiles. How can I disappoint them? But tonight, Hammurabi, when I am the pharaoh of all Egypt, that will be different. Guards! Guards! Follow.
Make sure that the High Priestess of Hathor sees no one and talks to no one. There will be no rescue this time. Well, I shall see you at the ceremony. I leave you now to think of the two little birds dying slowly in a sealed tomb.
There's no escape.
No. And the torch will soon be out. Oh, Ahmes, are we really going to die? What are you looking at?
My father told me that a person's life is painted on their tomb so that the gods may look and know them. Mir Nefertari. It's my birth. Look, the pharaoh's holding me. There's Antef, the physician. Amabari, the tall man. And then...
The tall man is carrying you. There's a boat. The pharaoh is waving to him. He's sad. No, you and the tall man are alone on the Nile. And... Torch, Amos. Smoke and a tall flame. It's going up.
Nefertari, look. The name of the tall man who took me away and saved me from the Hyksos. He's your father, the Lord Tahotep. Your father wasn't a traitor. He was the pharaoh's friend. He saved my life. The torch has gone out.
How strange, Amos. I am no longer frightened.
That's for you. That's for you, my beauty. Ah, my dear Hahnemann, it's good of you to spare me your valuable time. Ah, I see you're dressed for the festival and wearing all the jewels of Avaris.
As a representative of a great king, I have to take some care.
I wonder if you've taken sufficient.
What do you mean?
Care over your plan.
My dear Petan Ra, my only plan is to attend the Festival of Crocodiles. And then I hope to return to Avaris and tell my king that at last Senmut is dead and that a Hyksos prince is pharaoh of Thebes. Mm. There is still no sign of such an event, but I assure you there will be great cause for celebration in Avaris when a Popey announces that the whole of Egypt is in Hyksos' hands.
By tonight it will be.
Good, good. Mm.
I have received a most surprising message from Dendera. You look quite green, Hahnemann. Perhaps it's the heat or the subdued light. Yes, a very strange report. 50 Hyksos chariots sinking in the Nile mud. A Hyksos army routed. But they were routed by a band of outlaws who mistakenly believed they were helping Egypt. Instead, of course, they were helping me. When I have the power of Egypt fighting for me.
Fighting for Nefertari?
No, Hahnemann. The Lady Nefertari will not be here to share my throne.
No?
No. Senmut will die a traitor. You will be accused of Nefertari's death. Egypt will rise at my command to rid the land of your fat king.
I shall deny.
That little army of yours was meant for me, Hahnemann. How sly you be.
Petun Ra.
Yes, Hahnemann?
Snake. Out of its cage. Snake.
The python of Seba.
Keep it away from me. Keep it away.
Well, it seems to like you. Quite loving.
My neck.
Your eyes are bulging, Hahnemann. All that finery, Hahnemann. And you'll miss the festival.
Nefertari.
It's difficult to breathe. So hot. Lightness. Is that what death is, Amos? This lightness?
Do you remember when I thought I was rescuing you?
I was angry.
And then the white temple in the moonlight. If I had become pharaoh, I would have asked you to be my queen. Would you have shared Egypt with me? Nefertari? You're crying.
I'm seeing what life means for the first time. It's beautiful, and we have to leave it.
Listen.
Well, what is it?
scratching. The sound of scratching.
There's something in the tomb.
No.
Scorpions. Rats. Oh, I'm almost so frightened. I don't want to die.
Great Pharaoh, your audience is assembling. The whole of Thebes is waiting for you. And you look magnificent. Now your cloak of crocodile skin. Good. There is no one to save you, O mighty lion of Thebes. And you can't even roar. But I hope you remember your speech. People of Egypt.
People of Egypt.
I, Senmut.
I, Senmut.
Am a traitor.
Am a traitor.
Good. Now for the golden mask of Sobek the crocodile. Beautiful, isn't it? Your face, Senmut, will never be seen again alive. There. Now you are Sobek the crocodile, the friend of the god Seth.
People of Egypt, I, Senmut, am a traitor.
There is something, Amos. A rat, many rats.
I'll go and see.
No, don't leave me. Stay with me.
Give me your hand, Lufatari.
Oh, with pleasure, my lord.
Yes. Strange to be called that.
My leg, my leg. Ken! I didn't realize you had such a long drop. Are you both all right?
The gods must be with us today.
Kim!
They're here, Carlo, and they're both alive.
Hurry! We must get them into the fresh air.
I'd forgotten how good it was. Just to breathe the clean air.
Oh, it's the poor girl. Oh, you've recovered a little, I see, my lady. Here's some strong wine. It'll bring some color back into your cheeks.
You've been very good to us.
If your friends are Caro, why shouldn't I be?
Has the festival begun yet?
No, not yet. Don't you worry. The young lady as well.
It's fortunate for both of you that I'm a tomb robber, that I know my way through the tunnels that connect the palace tombs.
How did you know we were in my mother's tomb?
Have you forgotten it connects with the black tomb of Osiris? The priests there are loyal to the pharaoh. And are you quite recovered, young lady?
If you had not come when you did, it would have been too late. We were already in the presence of death.
Caro, my father...
The procession will soon be leaving the palace. The only way we can save your father now is out in the open in front of his own people. Petan Ra would not dare to challenge the crowd.
Here are the weapons, Caro.
Ah, good.
A bow and arrow for you, Amos.
Kim tells me he's seen you shoot the head off a single reed.
Once, an accident. But, Caro, how are we going to save my father?
Find the assassin.
We don't know what he looks like.
We know he's a Syrian. A Syrian marksman.
The Festival of Crocodiles attracts great crowds. There'll be all nationalities in the streets, and everywhere you look, there'll be Syrians. It makes it even more difficult to find him.
Can't we get near enough to the pharaoh to warn him?
How can you warn a man in a trance? I know, I saw him.
Besides, Petan Ra would have made certain that he's securely guarded.
Well, what are we going to do?
Get me some of those stones.
Yes. What's that music?
The priest of Sobek on their way to the crocodile pool. We have little time left. Now, here is the palace where the procession begins. It'll move slowly as the pharaoh will be walking under the ceremonial canopy. They've passed between the temple of Horus and the temple of Nephthys, down the street of 100 rams, around the lake of the blue lotuses, to the sacred crocodile pool on the edge of the Nile. You and I, Amos, will cover our heads like the holy men from Mitanni. We'll have to follow the procession all the way.
Look, and I can...
You, Kim, I'm sorry to say, will have to stay here and look after the Lady Nefertari.
I'm not staying here.
Nefertari, whatever happens, you must not be seen. You'll be recognized immediately. Don't leave this house.
Is the pharaoh ready?
Yes, my lord.
He is unwell, but wishing to set an example to us all, he will attend the ceremony. Escort the pharaoh to the great canopy.
Yes, great and noble one.
And do not disturb him with speech.
My lord.
Ah, the high priestess of Hathor.
You seem excited, my lord.
Oh, I am, I am. Hemabari, you and I are walking with the pharaoh under his golden canopy.
That is hardly customary.
But more friendly, don't you think? Besides, I have no intention of allowing either of you out of my sight. And, dear Hemabari, I am surrounded by my guards. No harm can come to me. Now let the festival of the sacred crocodile begin, and the fanfares sound!
Thebes still loves her pharaoh.
Is that my father? In that strange mask?
Today he is Sobek, the crocodile. At every festival, the pharaoh becomes the god to whom the festival is dedicated.
Peten Ra is walking with him.
And Hammabari. Something must be wrong.
She's looking from side to side as if she half expects to see us.
We must remain hidden from her. Peten Ra is just waiting for her to give something away.
It's going to be impossible to find the assassin in this crowd. What are we going to do, Carl?
Move with the procession to the two temples. That, I think, is where the danger lies.
Do I detect a look of desperation in your face, Hammabari?
No.
Not looking your usual cool, collected self. It delights me to see that the high priestess of Hathor can be ruffled. Are you thinking of a way to save the pharaoh?
I see you have recovered your good humor.
It is written in the stars that this is my day.
When you learn to read the stars as I have done, you will find there are many interpretations of what is written there. Do you see, my lord pharaoh? Your citizens are waiting for you to speak to them. Ah, the two temples!
Where have they stopped?
I don't know.
Acrobats?
Yes, Sabos. Syrian acrobats.
Syrian?
The procession's moving on. They're not making the speeches here. Come on, Amos. We must keep with them and as near to your father as we dare.
To obey Caro's orders.
Yes, yes, I know, but...
he's right. If you were recognized, they would arrest you.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Kem. Caro has overlooked the fact that Peten Ra will be surrounded by his guards. We must get those guards away from him.
Impossible. No one can do that.
I can.
You?
By being recognized. Kem, it's a good idea, really.
I don't like disobeying Caro's orders.
Peten Ra may use his guards to kill the pharaoh if the assassination should fail. Oh, come, please, Kem.
Ah, the crocodile pool, Hammabari. Pity we're not going to offer human sacrifices today. Do your powers extend to calming 100 hungry crocodiles in a very small pool? Hold on to the pharaoh. He's beginning to stagger.
They've arrived, the sacred crocodiles. The assassin must be here somewhere.
Yes. They're a piece of bread for a blind man.
I have no bread.
Anything?
Nothing, I'm sorry.
Is the pharaoh approaching?
Yes.
Come on, Amos.
I shall never see him. Never see the pharaoh. Spare a piece of bread for a blind man. A man cursed by the gods.
We'll stay here.
Who are all those men in black?
The priests of Sobek.
Sobek, god of crocodiles, we salute you. We bring you offerings and beseech you to look kindly upon us. Thebes is full of blind men. You know, greatest of crocodiles, what it is to be blind. Were you not blinded by the light of Ra, Look then for a blind man. For a blind man can be dangerous.
She's talking nonsense.
He is
Sobek
the
was
enemy
never blinded by
waiting
Ra.
For his time.
Ra looks angry.
Right. Look for the blind man, Sobek, I beseech you.
Petin Ra's risen.
The guards are pushing Hammabari back.
Blind. Of course, the blind man.
I'll find him and kill him.
People of Thebes, my enemies have spread dark stories about me. But I am as much an Egyptian as you are. And Egypt has been betrayed. The Pharaoh will tell you.
Silence for Senmut, Pharaoh of all Egypt.
People of Thebes, I, Senmut, am a traitor. I have sold Thebes.
Karu,
to my
have you done
friend,
it?
The
yes,
Pope
yes,
Sir
Sen is dead.
I believe in the Hyksos cause.
Say no more, great Pharaoh!
It's Nefertari.
Arrest that woman!
The guards are chasing after her. Stupid girl, I warned her to stay away.
My son and heir, Petan Ra, tried to save you from the Hyksos yoke, but I prevented him. Long live the Hyksos!
Petan Ra!
Guards!
Look at me, traitor. I am the future.
People of Thebes, it is Petan Ra who is the traitor. He planned to kill my father, the Pharaoh. People of Thebes, I am the son of Queen Sathora.
The shadow. The shadow. Keep it away from me.
Crocodile fool, he'll fall in.
The Pharaoh's shadow. Keep it away.
How is the Pharaoh, Hammabari?
He has recovered from the trance, but I fear the shock has been too much.
Amos, my son, let me look at you.
Father?
Will he not make a splendid Pharaoh, Nefertari?
Yes, my lord.
With Nefertari at my side, with Khem as my general, Karu as my chief counselor, and Hammabari.
As the High Priestess of Hathor, I shall continue to be the most powerful woman in Egypt, next to the Queen.
Amos, is this your friend, Khem?
Yes, Father.
Great Pharaoh.
Khem, a man who at his death can say, I have a lifelong friend, can die a happy man. I can say it. And I know that my son will be able to say it.
Karu.
Tahotep. My dear, dear friend.
Tahotep? But great Pharaoh, this is Karu, the tomb robber.
No, Nefertari. This is my lifelong friend. Tahotep. Your father.
I disobeyed your orders.
You did. But then the guards did follow you, and that helped.
Father?
Senmut, I have brought the cloak and crown of Amun-Ra.
Put them on, my son.
Amos, I cover you with a golden cloak of the warrior. And on your head, I place the true crown of Egypt. May you wear it with wisdom.
A golden king indeed. Go, my son. The people of Thebes await their new pharaoh.
Amos, your father is dead. You are pharaoh.
People of Thebes, I dedicate myself
to ridding Egypt of the Hyksos. And Egypt will be Egypt again.
Long live Amos, Pharaoh of all Egypt.
Long live Amos, Pharaoh of all.
The Hyksos were driven from the land of the pharaohs, and Amos and his queen Nefertari founded the 17th dynasty. This dynasty included some of the greatest pharaohs of all, and among them, the boy king, Tutankhamun. And so we come to the end of our serial, Shadow of the Pharaoh, by Victor Pemberton and David Spencer, with Sean Barrett as Amos, David Valor as Kem, John Bentley as Peten-Ra, Sheila Grant as Nefertari, Betty Bascom as Hammabari, Rolf Lefevre as Senmut, and Lewis Stringer as Honeymoon, with Fraser Carr and Catherine Parr. Production was by Graham Gold.